This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Monday, the 8th of March. It's also International Women's Day. On the show today, My name is Audrey Raj, but with me is...
Frida Liu. Happy International Women's Day to all the women and also Audrey Raj.
Oh, and to you too, Frida. On the show today, and in conjunction with IWD, we are going to be talking about gender equality in the workplace. Do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not? You know how to get in touch with us. Reach us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899, on Twitter and on Instagram. There are polls happening on both those platforms. Our handle is at BFM Radio.
All right. So, and we're talking about this because there are tons of research that shows that gender equality in the workplace impacts the productivity and growth of a business. I don't know if there was a workplace because everybody was in the home place. I will have a guest on later to talk about this and how has COVID-19 affected our efforts to push for the diversity agenda in the workplace.
Yeah. So LinkedIn recently did a study to try and understand how people perceive opportunities and gaps that stand in the way of them achieving their goals. And this year's research looked at the impact of the pandemic on Malaysians' access to opportunities. More importantly, it spotlights the gender gaps that continue to exist in the workplace and how these affect women's opportunities for career development. And here's a couple of interesting points that were relayed in the report.
Mm. So the data showed that 41% of women in Asia Pacific feel they get fewer career development opportunities than men. This is more prevalent in China, which is 44%. Malaysia, 45%, Japan, 47%, and Singapore, surprise, surprise, 49%. So in India, over 4 in 5 or 85% women said they had missed out on a raise, promotion, or work offer because of their gender.
Yeah, I can imagine maybe, yes, in India, but you know, for Singapore, half, 49%, right? Half of the women there felt that they get fewer career developments compared to men. Right. Now, while many women in Asia Pacific now have the flexibility to work from home, they face other barriers when it comes to achieving opportunities, including the lack of time, lack of required skills, and lack of guidance from their network. In addition, one in three women in the Asia Pacific region felt that gender is a significant barrier to opportunity, especially countries like, you know, we mentioned earlier, India, right? As well as China.
So organizations have a big role to play in ensuring equality at the workplace. The report revealed that only 23% of working professionals in APAC strongly agree that gender diversity is a priority in their organization. And even though almost 70% of those surveyed believe that gender equality is an important aspect for a fair society, 40% believe gender equality is impossible to achieve as women and men are different. The only way to make gender diversity a priority is to start changing these mindsets.
Yeah, so we know that women do not have enough representation in the workforce. This survey showed that on average in any organization in the Asia Pacific region, only 39% of the workforce comprised of women. Looking at leadership positions, the representation is even lower. Only 30% of senior level positions, which are like your senior managers and above, are held by women. And this percentage is even lower in Japan and China.
Okay. And unfortunately, women in the workplace still struggle to balance career and family. In Asia Pacific, 45% of working women feel that managing familial responsibilities often comes in their way of career development. Most prevalent in India, where over 7 in 10 women, that's 71%, and mothers, 77%, agree that managing home duties often comes in their way of career development. In fact, about 2/3 of women, 63%, and mothers, 69% in India, said they face discrimination because of this.
Now, a number of women in APAC expect organizations to provide them with policies for maternity leave and childcare responsibilities. In Japan, a part-time schedule is most prominently sought after by working mothers, like 40% of them said they want that, compared to working dads. Whereas in Australia, maternity leave is most sought after by working mothers. In Southeast Asia, closer to home, telecommuting is more sought after. And in particular, we see more women expecting this in Singapore. So clearly, there's a demand for more support on this front as well.
All right, when we return, we'll be speaking with guests who have successfully successfully implemented and continue to push the diversity agenda in their organizations to get an idea of how they did it, why they did it, and how it's working for them.
Yes, but in the meantime, get in touch with us and get in on this conversation. Do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. To take us into that right now, we have The Killers with When You Were Young. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Breaking Financial Matters, BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And in conjunction with International Women's Day, we are asking you on the show today if you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace. And also tell us why or why not. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation. Get us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle.
We might have an issue on WhatsApp.
Yes. Yes.
So communicate with us via Twitter or Instagram. Thank you very much.
Yes. And we'll try and get WhatsApp sorted
up and
out.
Running.
Yes. Yes. During our next break. Now, to weigh in on this subject of gender equality in the workplace, you know, from the business perspective of why, you know, companies should do more to embrace gender equality as part of their sustainability goals. Sustainability goals and, of course, a wider business ambitions. We have with us on the line right now, Carol Doshi, MD and Head of Corporate Commercial Banking at HSBC Malaysia.
And Carol represents HSB Malaysia as the HSBC Malaysia Diversity and Inclusivity Co-Chair. She's also an active member of the 30% Club Malaysia and heavily involved in employee resource groups.
Yes, so ERG are basically a volunteer group of employees who care passionately enough about a certain area of diversity and inclusion and that they dedicate their free time to making a difference to others, gaining insights and harnessing the experiences and ideas of others. So Carol's involved heavily in ERG. Now, Carol, thank you for staying on the line. Now, off the bat, from a business perspective, why should companies do more to embrace gender equality?
Thank you, Audrey. Let's view it from the most fundamental level of running a business. A business is only as good as its people. And what this means is that for a business to thrive, it needs to attract and retain the best. There are compelling studies that reveal a consistent pattern. Businesses that show a commitment to gender diversity are the ones that tend to attract the best talent. In a survey by PwC, more than 80% of participants said an employer's policy on diversity, equality, and inclusion is an important factor when deciding whether or not to work for them. Studies also reveal a direct correlation between gender diversity and a company's financial performance, and not just profitability, but also long-term value creation. Reports say that 1 in 5 companies, with more than a third of key management positions held by women, will outperform their peers, compared to only 13.9% of firms that have no female representation in their senior management ranks. So in summary, what these reports are telling us is that an inclusive team is a better team. Diverse teams make better decisions as well. 87% of the time, according to one study by McKinsey, compared to teams with less diversity. So I feel privileged to be part of the HSBC team for many reasons, but in particular for the subject on gender equality. It's a passion point for me as a woman, as a banker, and as the mother of 2 young daughters. I'm proud to say that HSBC takes equality seriously and that we are all, men and women alike, beneficiaries of that. We are committed to increasing female representation in senior leadership in Malaysia. In Malaysia, currently 43% of our exco, 66% of our talent pool, and 32% of our senior population are all women. These numbers are great, but we aim to be aspirational and achieve more. For this very reason, leaders at HSBC have clear gender diversity targets to drive progress. We are also investing heavily in learning, in upskilling and development to ensure everyone has access to opportunities, as well as hiring and promoting in a transparent and inclusive way to ensure that, because it's proven that companies that are inclusive and diverse are definitely more successful.
Hmm. Carol, what role does gender equality play in helping a company's sustainability goals and wider business ambitions?
So let me take it twofold. Part of embedding sustainable practices into a business is actually ensuring equality, and gender equality is a key component of that in HSBC. We understand that the greater our empathy and diversity, the better we reflect the world of our customers and communities, and the better we can serve them. Diverse opinions, expertise, and perspectives nurture progress and growth of the organization and open up new kinds of positive opportunities for people, customers, communities, investors, and the planet as a whole. So today, when we speak of sustainability, to your question, it goes far beyond just carbon emissions. Gender equality in the workplace, as studies show, impacts the productivity and growth of a business. Increasing the representation of women at the senior level and in leadership teams puts businesses on a more sustainable footing. So women bring a different set of skills and perspective. And it is this diversity that drives better decision-making, innovation, and improved financial performance, and meeting the overarching organizational ambitions, which directly impact profitability and enterprise value. A study by Boston Consulting Group, which looked at 1,700 companies across 8 countries, found that organizations with more diverse management have 19% higher revenues due to innovation. So it just makes business sense, not just a moral one, to embrace the diversity agenda within your company. And leaders would do really well to consider the ways that empowering women can promote long-term organizational growth.
Right. Carol, are there practical ways SMEs and organizations can promote or start embracing gender equality? You know, maybe you can give us some first steps.
I think, Audrey, what I'll start with is any sort of meaningful change requires 100% commitment from the leaders at the top. It's always the tone from the top that is critical, from the CEO, and then cascading it down to the leadership team and line managers. It is important to get the buy-in from everyone, men and women, so gaps must be identified and addressed. Mm. And it's equally important for the men to be allies in this. Mm. And this can be done through gender bias training or workshops, for example. So what I'm saying is that the culture must be pervasive, and this is done by putting in place a comprehensive gender diversity ecosystem, as with HSBC, and through the advocation of the speak up culture. I think for small and medium companies, it's important to make formal commitments with targets. That's always a start. A good start is to make some formal commitments, i.e., say 30% of your company will have female representation, or you'd have 30% female representation at board level or at middle level. So that's a good start for small and medium industries. And don't assume, right? There are all these biases, right? Just don't assume that women do not want to take the lead or take on larger roles. It is important to foster healthy environments where people can feel free to reach out to their peers, forge allies, whether it's in a small or a medium, middle market type of enterprise or a large corporate. Across the entire customer chain, it's a healthy environment where well-being is considered is imperative. And the fact is that women and both men both need to navigate through the corporate environment. Hmm. So small steps like this actually help the situation.
Right. Now, Carol, before we let you go, I understand that you play an active role in the Asia-Pacific diversity agenda for HSBC. And, you know, we were talking earlier about employee resource groups as well. What is ERG's role in inclusivity and gender equality and the growth of businesses in general?
So, Audrey, I'm glad you asked the question. ERGs help to drive value for the businesses. I run the corporate business for HSBC Malaysia in the commercial banking space. And at the same time, I'm also the co-chair for the Asia-Pacific Balance Employee Relations Group in HSBC for Asia-Pacific. and balance as a mission to strive to achieve gender equality and inclusion at all levels in HSBC and create an environment in which everyone has equal opportunity and choice. More importantly, a place where people feel they can be themselves, collaborate, and speak up when something isn't right. Our people come from various backgrounds, cultures, and lifestyles, and HSBC in total has 17 employee resource groups, which regularly hold focus groups with members and share outputs with wider business. They play a key role in creating a culture where everyone is included. Business challenges are addressed and advice and support can be shared. For many employees, the opportunity to network, participate in events and gain support with people like themselves is actually invaluable. And as females, we must use this voice and harness it. That's what I feel. If not, latch on to this momentum. I believe we must harness our voice, find our purpose, and press for progress while supporting each other in the process.
All right. Thanks for that, Carol.
Happy International Women's Day. Let's make our pledges and choose to challenge, starting with all of our own biases, conscious and unconscious.
Right. Same to you, Carol. That was Carol Doshi, MD and Head of Corporate Commercial Banking at HSBC Malaysia. Now, we're going to take a quick break now for some messages, but get in on the conversation. Tell us, do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp.
You can now tweet us. Yes. You can now WhatsApp us.
Yes, you can. We got it fixed. And you can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll come back and take a look at the poll. But for now, here's the Pretenders with Don't Get Me Wrong. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Blues, folk, metal. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj on International Women's Day. And in conjunction with IWD, we are asking you on the show today.
Do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not? The poll results are at about the same, 48.5%, worse, 44.6%, better at 6.9%, and no, 0% for other. Okay.
Okay.
For other. You know, just before you get there, this was a WhatsApp message that came across, not because of the show, but it just came early, just made this point, that there's never been a female chief minister or Menteri Besar in Malaysia.
Interesting. Interesting. Are we due one already? Yes.
Long overdue.
Yeah, long overdue. Over on Instagram, it was actually quite, it was like at 49% to 51%. But right now, worse is at 58% compared to better at 42%. You still have about 27 minutes to get in touch with us, you know, weigh in on our conversation. Do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, before the break, we spoke with Carol Doshi, MD and Head of Corporate Commercial Banking at HSBC Malaysia. And it just feels like, you know, us women are dominating the conversation.
So we should talk to the man. We should hashtag choose to challenge.
Yes,
the
we
man.
Should. And that's why we have on the line with us right now, Mark Koh, CEO and co-founder of Superhands, which is a tech startup that provides data at scale and speed for AI products.
So Superhands works with more than 20,000 part-time workers across Southeast Asia, of whom more than 60% are female. Mark's co-founder is someone else who smashed through the proverbial glass ceiling, Suzanne Yip. So she's the Superhands chief operating officer.
Yes, the COO. Now, together, Superhands wants their employees to be recognized as great engineers or fantastic product designers instead of being labeled according to gender. Mm. Yeah. Mark, thank you for staying on the line. Now, I understand that your team comprises of more females than males. Was that by design or was it by default? Either way, why is that the case?
It's actually very simple at Superhands. We hire for the role. If the candidate is fitting for the role, if they have the technical ability, the right cultural fit, and the right attitude and drive to join the team, we are happy to take them on board. So gender is never actually questioned at Superhands, and quite honestly, not something we look at. We don't hire specifically to fulfill a diversity objective. We just keep an open mind. The hiring team knows what we're looking out for, and that is basically to build an exceptional team. We've always emphasized the importance of hiring people who think, you know, differently, Along with that, naturally came those who are from different backgrounds in terms of culture, you know, the race and gender. We've got over 10 nationalities at Superhands, and we're so proud of that. We didn't just look for, you know, female engineers and female business operations managers to tip the scales. We were just looking for the best engineers and the best designers. Mm. And based on these hiring principles and the people who walk through our doors, this happens to be how our team looks like today.
Mark, what has your organization done to ensure the work environment is positive for women?
We at Superhands believe that leaders in companies play an important role in ensuring that they are encouraging culture and environment that looks past gender. A big culture movement like this, you know, and building a supportive and all-inclusive environment really is a start from the top. So we've actually got a female majority board of directors and a balanced, you know, senior leadership team. You know, we further support this by sharing stories and experiences. So what we've actually done is we've also set up a very active, you know, women's committee. They meet regularly for coffee chats, lunches, and different activities. Mm. Superhands also regularly invites women in leadership positions to come and speak to the whole team, to share more about their journeys into, you know, these roles and challenges that they faced along the way. You know, previously, we've had fireside chats with people like Chung Lin from Nando's Malaysia and Chai Neo from IBM. You can actually see a lot of resonance in our team. The women, you know, understand, can really relate, and are often very inspired, while the men are really opened up to a new way of looking at different situations.
Right. A board of directors for women, I mean, women filling those roles. Right. Now, Mark, do you find there's still more men handling the technical side of things compared to women? And if not, how are you able to get this happening? If yes, how are you encouraging women to take on the more technical roles in your quest to get, you know, more women involved in STEM?
Mm.
At Superhands, we're 56% female. This is actually an exception in the tech industry. And according to a report I was reading by the World Economic Forum, most AI professionals are men. It states that there is a significant gender gap among AI professionals. Only 22% of AI professionals globally are female. So more men work as developers, software engineers, and data scientists than women. So from an AI development standpoint, it's crucial that the technology provider, like Superhands, is aware of the high tendency to create biased machines based on the gender imbalance in development teams. And to actively ensure as many variances and as much diversity as possible is included into the machine learning process. That being said, as an organization, we can only open the doors for female professionals and see the value in hiring them. This hopefully creates examples and inspirations, you know, for the next generation of women to try their hand at breaking into the STEM fields. The truth of the matter is, even we are choosing our talent from a very limited pool of female data scientists and engineers. So it's really up to the education system, you know, parents and society as a whole to encourage and support women at a young age to break into this field that's still very much male heavy, and showcasing that you can get a good job and thrive in these fields as a female.
Okay, Mark, IWD's theme this year is #ChooseToChallenge. What would you choose to challenge male-led entrepreneurs to do differently?
It really comes down to having an open mind and seeing past gender. Different people naturally come with different traits, and it's important for entrepreneurs to trust that they need balance and diversity across the board to build the best company possible. I've got a female co-founder at Superhands, and she's very different from me. And really, that's the beauty of it. You know, we complement each other very well. And again, this kind of mindset trickles down. So 50-50 gender balance at the top at Superhands now trickles down into every department. It's really about keeping an open mind and trusting that embracing differences is the key to success in the long run. So I choose to challenge male-led entrepreneurs to embrace the differences in people.
Right. Thank you for that, Mark. That was Mark Koh, CEO and co-founder of Superhands. And, you know, he mentioned earlier 56% of staff at Superhands are female. I earlier said it was more than 60%. I thought he said 66, but it was actually 56%. Mm. Thank you for that, Mark. Now, shall we take a look at the poll,
yes,
Frida? Because it,
okay,
seems to be changing quite
it
a bit.
It seems to be changing. So still about the same, you know, whether the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality, about the the same, 48.5%, worse, 44.6%, better, 6.9%.
Yeah. And over on Instagram, 58% say worse, 42% say better. But you have about 20 minutes left to get in touch with us and tell us what you think. Also tell us why or why not, right?
Do you want to go through any comments or anybody here?
Yes, we can. Let's do the, let's take the one from My Sire on Twitter.
My Sire says, without needing a statistics report to say so, women folks got laid off more often than men, as we hear from friends and families. Ooh. So not a report per se, but you know, just
what you gauge from, yeah, you know, the people around you in your circle. Yes, so you have about 19 minutes to get in touch with us. When we come back, we'll go through some of the messages on Instagram. But we are, of course, asking you today,
do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not? Let us know.
018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we discuss businesses' role to bridge the gender gap and ensure equitable recovery for all, you know, after this pandemic. But to take us into that, we have a little bit of Led Zepp with Over the Hills and Far Away. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj on International Women's Day. And on the show today, we are asking you,
do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Why or why not?
Yes. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram, at BFM Radio is our handle. You have about 13 minutes to send us your messages. Now, earlier in the show, we were talking about this LinkedIn study that try to understand opportunities and the impact of the pandemic on Malaysians' access to opportunities, right? And it also shined the spotlight on gender gaps that continue to exist in the workplace and how these affect women's opportunities for career development. Now, a quick recap. The data showed that 41% of women in the Asia-Pacific region felt that they get fewer career development opportunities than men. The report also revealed that only 23% of working professionals in the region strongly agree the gender diversity is a priority in their organization. And even though almost 70% of those surveyed believe that gender equality is important for a fair society, only 40% believe that gender equality... 40% believe that gender equality is impossible to achieve as women and men are different.
Yes, yeah. We know they're different. All right, now, so according to LinkedIn, right, encourage what you can do to bridge the gender gap and equitable recovery for all is...
There are three steps, right?
There are three steps. So according to LinkedIn, the first one is to encourage open conversations on diversity. Data shows that only 11% of working professionals in Malaysia strongly agree that gender diversity is a priority in their organisation. However, the data also shows that conversations around diversity have been growing in Malaysia. More senior leaders are initiating conversations about diversity, and this is the right way forward. So empowering senior leadership to talk openly about diversity and adopt values like inclusivity is an excellent way to shift organisational mindset while at the same time attracting a more diverse talent pool.
Yeah, so LinkedIn also says, number two, initiate group mentoring programs in the company to help women soar in their roles. So now more than half of Malaysians feel that women have fewer career advancement opportunities, like we mentioned earlier, and are paid less than men in their profession. So what you need are programs that support women in their professional growth. Now, apparently at LinkedIn, they have this Empower in Leadership Development program, and that helps high-performing women to realize their full potential at the workplace. Now, they've had three very successful cycles of the program, and they even did it virtually, I think, over the last year or so, and they're looking to run their fourth one virtually this year.
Oh, should be interesting. Third idea was to implement policies to help women balance work and personal life. Research indicates women and working mothers in Malaysia expect organisations to provide them with work from home, 32%, reduced schedules, 30%, and part-time schedule, 27% option. So expectation for maternity leave is also a strong sentiment for over one-third of women and for 2 out of 5 working mothers. And this suggests that women are aware and more vocal about the support they need from the workplace in order to balance work and family responsibilities effectively.
You know what? I can tell by the messages that we've received on Instagram that many people believe in this as well. Now, I'm just going to read a few here. It's Trish says that more expectations for women to manage the house, take care of kids and give 100% at work. So obviously, she's voted for worse in our poll today. We've got Nevin, who actually voted for better, who says virtual meetings, especially with people most of the time having to turn their cameras off, has forced us to, you know, like look at the shift our focus towards substantive elements of someone's submissions instead of, you know, their general physical or their, you know, or their gender, right? Their general or physical attributes or their gender. Ravin says that, you know, he's neutral on this. Shi Wei Yang says juggling work plus home duties and, you know, has compromised on deliverables while her husband apparently is only focused on work. And then you've got Heather who says because women have to bear responsibility for childcare, household chores and work.
So that's my view on this, right? I mean, the whole idea behind housework and childcare, I get it in the first 2 years, especially if you're breastfeeding, right? Because and that's something that only a woman can do as much as we, and that's where we're not equal, right? But other than that, you know, if we need to, women need to change our mindset and say it within the family that you have to do certain things as well, right?
Yeah.
And maybe we've watched our parents thinking that's a woman's job and a man's job. And fine, if your mother is a homemaker and that's the case. But if you've now started, you know, working, you should also put it out there that you have to do certain things to take care of the household. It's not just the woman's job. So other than breastfeeding, 2 years onwards, I mean, we need to make it out there. So and women, you also have to realize this as well, right?
Get them involved. Yeah. Yes. Of course, our question today was, do you think the pandemic has been better or worse for gender equality in the workplace? Frida, let's wrap up the results of the poll.
All right. So, and about the same, 48.1%, worse at 45.2%, better at 6.7%.
Over on Instagram, 59% say worse, 41% say better. Thank you, everyone, for chiming in, for participating in our poll and sending us your messages. Of course, this was the International Women's Day special today on why it makes business sense to promote, to push, to advocate for gender equality in the workplace. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can find the podcast on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also look for it on the BFM app, on iTunes, or on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. But till then, on behalf of the both of us and the entire Enterprise team, all of BFM, of course, happy International Women's Day. And of course, hashtag choose to challenge. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.